Are you old enough to remember good Pope John? You know, Pope St. John the 23rd, who convened the Second Vatican Council and who died in 1963 and was canonized with St. Pope John Paul II on Divine Mercy Sunday in the year 2014. At the time of his death, one newspaper had a drawing of the world shrouded in mourning with the simple words, "A death in the family." Hello, I'm Father James Kubicki, and good Pope John was the 23rd in a long line of popes named John, and today the Church honors the first of them, who died in the year 526. At that time, the Roman Empire was divided into East and West, with the East being ruled by a man named Justinian, and the West by King Theodoric of the Ostrogoth tribe of barbarian invaders. Unfortunately, Theodoric and the Ostrogoths were Arians, followers of a heresy that said Jesus was human but not divine. Theodoric sent Pope John I to Justinian to win some concessions for the Arians who lived in the East, and while there, Pope John crowned Justinian as an emperor. Theodoric saw this as treason, and when John arrived back in Italy, he was arrested and thrown into prison where he died from thirst and starvation. From Pope St. John I to Pope St. John the 23rd, and before and after them as well, popes have led the Church in the truth, often at great cost. Let's pray that we may follow the example of Pope St. John I with the following opening prayer from Mass. O God, who reward faithful souls and who have consecrated this day by the martyrdom of Pope St. John I, graciously hear the prayers of your people and grant that we, who venerate his merits, may imitate his constancy in the faith.